he's never a lounge act in our book.
Kevin McKinney joining us on the program.
I totally feel lounge act.
You should not.
Totally. Well, you mentioned those big names.
Speaking of mentioning big names, so we're in there talking to Alan Edwards, right?
Yes.
And he's rattling off all these guys he played with at Kentucky who are now coaches because you asked, you know, well, Utah Valley's coach, he was a teammate of Alan's. And then, lo and behold, Antoine Walker calls him on the phone.
I know. That was impressive.
Yeah.
I think he had that set up. I don't really think it was him.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting right next to it. I felt weird looking at his phone to actually see if that's the case. I should have done
it. You didn't look?
No, I didn't. Oh. I should have. I felt weird because, you know, that was the first time I'd been in that that setting with Coach Edwards and everybody in there. I'm usually on the phone.
I know. So it was nice to have you there in person.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so how about that? You know, he rattled off some names, though. I mean, there's some we all know Kentucky's, you know, big boy. I mean, that's one of the blue bloods, and there's some names that have been associated. But he played on a couple national championship teams, and those guys have gone on to pretty good careers, I'd say.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised how many guys were in the coaching profession,
right,
off of those two teams, whether it be high school or college, or even pro. Some of those guys in the NBA, very impressive, and that's a great bloodline, as you mentioned. There's a lot of really good players. Of course, they had a great coach, you know, and he's still doing pretty well. But Patino was something there.
Yes, there at Kentucky.
Yeah, he really was.
You know, Kevin, it seems like the Cowboys have taken on the CBI and taken it seriously and have played well. I thought they played better for 40 minutes against Eastern Washington than maybe they did against Missouri, Kansas City. I don't know how you felt about that, but a couple double-digit wins, and if you're looking toward the future, I think fans have to be kind of impressed. I know they won't. It's hard for a lot of fans to legitimize what tournament they're playing in. I look past that and look at what this means for the future of Cowboy basketball. But your thoughts on how they played last night?
Well, I thought that I loved the way they started each half, and that tells me they're ready to go. They came out the second half and really played very well in those first three or four minutes, kind of established the game. I really, honestly, never felt like they were in jeopardy of losing the game. But I see things. I don't really. I'm like you, honestly. I look past who is playing and just how the Cowboys are improving. And I see some improvement with several guys, especially Momeka. I think that Lieberman has become a much, much better player. He's much more confident. And that comes with playing a lot of games. And Andrew is really, I think, coming into his own. I think that these games are really going to help him for next year. I think they're going to help several other players for next year. So it's a positive thing. I don't care who they're playing and what you call the tournament. To play these extra games and to be excited about it, they felt terrible about that Air Force game. So it really kind of is a bit of a redemption for them to play more games and win more games after that. That's helpful as well, confidence-wise. It's just they're mentally getting themselves ready for more games. And it really, whomever you're playing, opponent-wise, you're getting yourself ready for another game. They're competitors. They want to compete, and they're doing fine. Everybody's going to diss the CBI. That's fine. But they're getting to play more games. They're practicing, and I think that's all a positive.
Coming into the postseason, it seemed like there were some questions about, you know, whether or not the Cowboys were playing with effort, energy, or if they were executing the game plan that Edwards and his staff had laid out. From what you've seen over these two games, do you feel like they've gotten those issues worked out, or they're up on the track, on course to work those out?
You know, I would say that they're on the course. I don't think they've gotten them all worked out. They still have their little lulls in there where they get going too fast and too many quick shots and that kind of thing. But in the main, they know, and this is another example coming up tomorrow, but they know that these teams are high-octane teams. And while they're a high-octane team, so to speak, they have to play with more discipline, and they have to utilize what they have, which is the elevation here and the fact that these teams are probably going to get fatigued if they play long enough on defense. And for the most part, I think they're doing a better job of that. They're still quick shots, and I know that's irritating, but for the most part, I think they're trying to execute the game plan and understanding that what that game plan will do for them is very positive. And so, yeah, I think they're getting much better. We had a period there during the year that they were not doing that at all, and I think they're getting much better at that. And I think, you know, a part of that is Lieberman or your point guards. They're the guys that have to get that going. But I see in J.J., he's slowing it down. Even Lou Adams is passing the ball and seeming like thinking about what they're doing before they make a play. And I like to see that. I think that they're making a much better effort at understanding what the game plan is trying to do to these opponents who are up and down the floor type teams.
How sweet is Justin James' jump shot when he's in rhythm and gets his feet set? That, I mean, his mid-range jumper is almost money.
Yeah, he's just
every time.
Yeah, he's a very gifted guy, and I see him even getting better, and he's more into the game mentally than he has been, I believe. These games are helping in that regard, and I think that we will really see the fruits of that next year. All these guys are coming back. That's the thing about it, that virtually this entire team is going to be back next year. So think what this is doing to win 20 games, to whatever the postseason is, to be in the postseason, to get that Air Force game out of their minds. I think this is all very positive, and I think it's positive for the future.
Last night in his postgame, Coach Edwards, and I know even on Twitter, Jeremy Shiat, were singing the praises of the defensive effort that Jeremy Lieberman did against Lavelle Boyd from UMKC. You know, they even called it reminiscent of J.D. Luster. Did you see shades of J.D. Luster in Jeremy Lieberman's defensive effort last night?
Well, J.D. Luster was a great defensive player. I would say this, that Jeremy Lieberman is really coming into his own as what his role really is, and he wasn't quite sure of that, I'm sure, for a good part of the time he's been here, but he understands now that his role is to defend and be a pest to the opponent guard, and he's doing that. Every once in a while, the fouls aren't the greatest, but he is becoming a very good defensive player. He's becoming a guy that will hit an open jumper. He doesn't turn the ball over near as much as he did. He's becoming a much better player. I think he really believes that he can be a good defensive player. He's taking pride in it. And the thing about Luster, he was so incredibly quick that pretty hard to match what he could do. But Jeremy's working very hard at it. And I think the results are pretty darn good on what he's doing with some of these scores, and last night was a good example of that.
Kevin, I think the dream matchup, should the Cowboys win tomorrow, we all know what it is, Illinois-Chicago on the other side. Would that be fun to see the little general back there in the AA?
Very interesting. Yeah. That would be.
I think it'd be a little fun.
You know, I think about the former head coaches that returned here, of course. Jim Brandenburg came back with San Diego State. Heath came back with Vegas. And now we'd have Steve McClain back with the Illinois team. That would be very interesting. Always is. Athletics is a small world, really, and mm-hmm. So that would be very interesting to see Steve come back. He's done a good job there That program was in dire straits when he took over. So that would be interesting.
Kevin, one of our texters, and I'll leave you with this, texted in, has any UW team, apart from the national championship team in the 40s, ended the season with a win? They have a chance to win the CBI, so they could do that. I wouldn't think so.
Well, no, there certainly were years before we had postseason tournaments.
Okay.
The Cowboys won the last game, yeah. But
okay.
since the conference tournaments came about or postseason, heck no, that was the only one.
Okay.
So that would be a very interesting. There's some things this team has done that I guarantee you nobody thought. I don't think any of us thought they'd win 20 games, number one. I don't think that anybody thought they'd break the scoring record. You know, now they tell you, the kids tell you that they thought they were capable of that, but I don't think that anybody thought that would happen. So, yeah, they're doing some things. I didn't believe when we were down 25-0 at the conference tournament that Wyoming would be the last Mountain West team still playing. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a good thing, and I'm excited for them. They're very excited, and they're very tuned in to what's going on. So whether it's the CBI or not, they're all in, and that's never a bad thing.
Always good to catch up. It was good to see you this afternoon,
yeah,
Kevin.
My pleasure.
Yes.
To see you. And, yeah, we don't get to see that very often, especially during the basketball season. And we're very hopeful that Dave recovers and gets back on the show here soon. We miss him.
Let's not go that far. Let's not go too
far. Do we miss him?
It's only been one day.
Okay, we don't miss him.
It's only been one show.
Okay. How many shows do you expect him to be on the shelf?
That's a good, what'd he say? Well, can I just say, again, I was 30 years younger, but 2 days after I had reconstructive knee surgery, I was back in the studio.
Yeah.
Now, we all know you're a lot tougher than Monty.
By far, mentally.
Yeah, but
you're mentally tougher.
And 30, being 30 years younger helps, too.
Yeah, it was only 30?
Yeah, I'm 30 years younger than Dave.
Okay, because I was thinking it was more than that, but...
No.
Okay.
And so I would say he can't drive for a couple, 3 weeks. So if he's going to come in, he's going to have to come in with my help.
Okay.
Driving him around.
So, in other words...
Two or 3 weeks.
Well, we wish him the very best.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, see you guys.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.